Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, this morning we're taking a look at employment and the potential impact of tariffs.
Yes, that's a topic, of course, in the national news a lot, and it does also affect a number of area businesses and many small businesses across the country, Beth. The latest report, monthly report we get on hiring and wages that comes out from Paychex and the research firm IHS, which was out a few days ago, shows the continuation of that recent trend they've been talking about. Job growth among small and medium sized businesses has pretty much been flat for the last several months. This according to Frank Fiorilli. He's a vice president with Paychex. He says one factor that has been weighing on hiring is the difficulty some businesses have finding workers in a tight labor market. In terms of any impact from U.S. trade and tariff disputes, Fiorilli does not see a big impact from that right now.
Our feeling is it really doesn't impact small to medium-sized businesses as much as it does the big enterprise businesses, but still, it probably does impact confidence somewhat, which is really the fuel for small to medium-sized businesses as well.
And Fiorilli says while wages nationally are up around 2.5% over the last 12 months, they are higher for the leisure and hospitality industry. He says that may be due to the fact some states have raised their minimum wage in recent months. Eastman Kodak introducing a new instant print digital camera in the Kodak Smile line. They work with a company called C Plus A Global. That's a New Jersey-based manufacturer. Basically, it's Kodak's branding, and this company does the manufacturing of those cameras. The company's also introducing a new Kodak Smile instant digital printer. They say the new printer makes it easy to fully edit and print photos from a smartphone, as well as enhance them with augmented reality. Five Star Bank, the new title sponsor for Rochester's Party in the Park. That music series has been around for 3 years. Party in the Park is hosted by the City of Rochester. It is held every Thursday for 9 weeks at the Dr. Martin Luther King Memorial Park on Court Street. Of course, if you know that neighborhood, Five Star Bank is right nearby. They have branded that tall building, used to be the HSBC building. Their name emblazoned, of course, on the office building there right next to that park. Governor Cuomo announcing that two New York companies, including Red Rochester, that is the firm that provides utility infrastructure in the Eastman Business Park, are the first winners of the Commercial and Industrial Carbon Challenge. The other company is International Paper, that's located in the Adirondacks. The governor says the companies are committing to reducing nearly 850,000 tons of carbon emissions combined over the next 15 years. Red Rochester was awarded $5 million to complete multiple projects to implement efficiency upgrades to their electric, steam, chilled water, compressed air, and nitrogen systems. Qdoba Mexican Eats, that national chain of restaurants, apparently closing its eateries in the Rochester area. Democrat and Chronicle reporting that Qdoba's in Greece, Citygate, Penfield, and Henrietta have recently closed. Qdoba and Wrighton closed last year. We do have a call out to the corporate office. We'll let you know, of course, later on today and at WXXINews.org if we get any update on what's going on there. Someone who's pretty well known in local academic circles changing jobs, Jonathan Burdick. He's been vice provost for enrollment initiatives for a number of years at UR. He's moving over to Cornell University, where he's been named that university's vice provost for enrollment. Officials at the University of Rochester praising Burdick's time there, and they're now going to be launching a national search for his successor in the next few months. Also on the job front, MVP Healthcare announcing that its CEO, Denise Gonick, will leave that company at the end of the summer. She's been with the organization for 24 years, starting as associate counsel. Gonick was made president and CEO in 2012, and she says she's looking forward to getting involved in more entrepreneurial pursuits. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.